Blog Talk Radio.
King in the background, man. You know what I'm saying? Get a little background music. We're up in La Casa, in La Building, in La Plaza. One of them places is probably not the right word, but we up in this bitch. And it's going down real big. Welcome to My Health, what should be My Health, Your Health Monday, which, you know, sports is a health-related topic. So this is Go Bucks, because your team sucks Monday. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real big shout out to all the teams this past weekend that, you know what I'm saying, did their little thing. I'm finna hit NFL.com real quick, give y'all some scores and stuff. If you didn't get a chance, you might have been working. TV might have been out here. You might not even had the radio on. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down real big. So let me get you scores from this past weekend. And it was good games, though. I would say everybody was putting it in the paint, wasn't no blowouts, you know what I'm saying? No extreme ass whoopings. At least not the three games I watched: Green Bay, Tampa Bay, and what was the other team? Forgot the other team. So real quick though, let's go ahead and give you the rundown. Announce tonight's game. Tonight's game. Anybody sports fans out there, you're looking forward tonight. You have the Rams versus the Giants. Both of them got losses, you know what I'm saying? Starting at 8:30 tonight, Eastern Standard Time, that's on ESPN. If you got DirecTV, channel 704, or CBS, you could check out. Actually, no, that was yesterday's final, my bad. Oops. That was the Chiefs. Goddamn, man, what the? Oh, Chiefs lost extremely bad, damn. I guess I wasn't looking at all the scores. I didn't see that game. The Lions beat their ass 48-3. And I was, God damn, that was an ass whooping. I ain't think that many people got their ass whooped. Shouts out to Goofy Bones. Oakland Raiders got their asses lost. They didn't get their ass whooped, but they did lose. Bills whooped them 38-35. You know what I'm saying? Good game, close game. Of course, then you have Baltimore Ravens at the Tennessee Titans, 26-13. Tennessee took that home. Shouts out to old Jacksonville Jaguars in the ass spanked by the fucking New York Jets. God damn, 32-3, people. What the hell? Where you get 3 points from? Oh, a field goal. God damn. Hell, they got to get was one field goal. Let me see where they got the field goal. Hold on. They got the field goal the first quarter. That's all they got. Yeah. All right, big up to them. Let me finish. Give me what the hell's going on with the chat room. Hold on, people. Trying to get some shit established here. Where is my... Alright, that's what we're going to do. We're going to launch it. Then another window, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big. I like that. Brent King in the background, my dog, doing real big things. Make sure y'all Google Brent King, B-R-Y-N, King, K-I-N-G. And you can hear some more hot music from him, you know what I'm saying? Doing real big. Let me go ahead and, you know, turn this back up. Shout out to my homeboy, DJ Rabbit. We got an old school party going down on Saturday. I'm going to be getting it in real big. You know, I got an old school party. I'm going to be in the building. You know, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm old school too. That's what I love, you know. All right, finishing these things on up, man. Browns beat the Colts 27-19. Who else we got? Cardinals. Redskins beat the Cardinals 22-21. Comeback game of the night. Buccaneers, you know what I'm saying, 24, beating Minnesota Vikings 24-20. You got Green Bay And the Panthers, Green Bay beat the Panthers. I mean, Green Bay Packers beat the Panthers 30-23. And you got Chicago Bears losing to the New Orleans Saints 30-13. Not bad, but they, you know. Now, we did have one scoreless game of the day, and that goes to the Seahawks. Shouts out to Seattle. Step out of my calls with the most of the heavenly angel, man, because that is her hometown, Seattle. You know what I'm saying? Doing real big and losing real big. Did not score one time. And they go to 0-2 for the season. Beat by the Steelers, which 24-0. Shouts out to Easy Ride out there, because I know you're happy. That's his people's Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? Steelers doing it real big. Shouts out to Easy Rider. And also shouts out to bid66.com, man. Still got the pending bid auctions going up. And so y'all go and check that out. You know what I'm saying? All right. Finishing on up, we had Cowboys whooping up on the 49ers, 27-24. Not a real whooping. But the Patriots did whoop up on the Chargers, 35-21. And then last but not least, scores. What? Yeah. Wait a minute. NFL.com is flipping out. And the last three scores of yesterday's games was Broncos over the Bengals, Texans over the Dolphins, fuck ass Miami. And last but not least, you had the Falcons over the Eagles, 35-31. And it's going to end, you know what I'm saying? And that is your scores. You know what I'm saying? It's going back. If you want to catch our live highlights from the game, you can go to NFL.com, click on what they got the highlights buttons, and they actually stream live highlights of the game. Probably have to watch a little sponsored video and shit like that. But, you know, that ain't got, you know, nothing. Also, big ups to my artist, Miss John New, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. The latest Sunshine film, also Miss Bonnie Von Shea. The film was a great success, you know what I'm saying. It premiered, not this Sunday, but just last Sunday, down at the Movie Co. in Ybor City. Make sure you go to my Facebook, click on my groups. Have a special group set up for it. It's called Sunshine Films, and you can click on that and see all of the pictures from people that was there. I also got a couple of videos up on YouTube, so you can go to YouTube and check out youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good, and you can go there and check out my latest interviews and stuff like that. I got to go back in and edit some of the videos, but the videos are up to view, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to cut into, wait a minute, before we cut into it, we got to laugh. I got to get my laugh on, people. Y'all hold on one quick. El Segundo. And after the beam is over.
Wide open for the first touchdown win. Shut up, Smelly. My God.
Go Bucks, because your team sucks, even though they didn't get their ass whooped. What happened, man? Give me the synopsis of the Raiders and the Bills, man. What happened?
Shit, that's the Raiders for you, man. They'll show up for just one half, and then the other half they're drinking. Son of a bitch. We were up 21-3 at halftime, and we lose the game 38-35. What kind of fucking shit is that, people?
Yeah, that is true. God damn. And I was trying to only get to catch a little ass end of the game, because, you know, every game they dump you off into the next game, so I only caught the last little ass in there. That's when I hit you up on Facebook. I was like, all right, checking that out. We're going to see what the Raiders are going to do. Nothing.
Wide open. Wide fucking open. Jesus Christ, should have just walked it in. Fucking A, man. That's the Raiders for you people.
Man.
God damn it, man.
And that's the whole opposite of the Bucks. You know what I'm saying? Bucks was scoreless the whole first half. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, our team, they are second half team. If you always watch the Bucks, they always crank up in the second half. So The only way you're going to beat them is if you don't burn yourself out that first half. A lot of teams try to herb up and burn themselves out, stack up points. Man, it don't matter how many points you stack up, people, until the game over with. And I have seen plenty of games, motherfuckers come back, especially Mike Vick. That son of a bitch is good for coming back and hitting your ass for 5-6 touchdowns in the fourth quarter to win a fucking game. A couple of white boys, Dan Marino was good for doing that shit back in the day, the comeback kid. So, you know what I'm saying, you ain't down just because your team might be down a few points. But.
Yeah.
But there's no excuse. You're supposed to play the whole 60 fucking minutes.
You're supposed to play hard.
I'm going to rest this quarter and then we're going to come back. No. You're going to play the whole motherfucking game. Just like that fight this weekend, the Mayweather.
Man. Well, I meant to put that up. Mayweather versus Ortiz, the veteran versus the kid. That's the way I was looking at it.
You know what? And I'm glad Mayweather socked that motherfucking punk that he's over there kissing and hugging. Motherfuckers, don't be apologizing.
Yeah, the head button is illegal. He was getting his ass whooped, so he felt, fuck it. I got to go to Dirty Bird Roll, and let's see if I can take him out on the first go. But, man, please, you know how many times that motherfucker Mayweather have been headbutted in boxing? Shit.
Yeah, but he showed that motherfucker, you want to play dirty? So can I. You know what I'm saying? And I hate that all the people hate on Mayweather. Why do you hate on
him? Because he did that. Man, fuck y'all, man. Y'all know that bitch did that old dumb shit, pulled that bullshit off. He cheated. 5-4-9-2-4-2, headbutt. Fuck that. Knock your fucking block off with an elbow shot. Fuck that shit. You know?
And you know what? It's just, because Ortiz is Mexican, and then I have all my friends all fucking going for him and shit. But I don't even go that route. You know what I'm saying? It's like I go for who's number one. You know what I'm saying? And it has to be Mayweather. It has to be Mayweather. That motherfucker's just not good because he's good. He's good because he puts the time, the effort, all that fucking shit into fucking fighting. That's what he does, people. And you guys hate him for that.
And he old school, hey. Mayweather ain't no young dude.
Mm-mm.
You feel me? This is an older dude in his late 30s. You know what I'm saying? And he's still in that bitch putting the hammer time down.
He's putting the hammer time down. You know what I'm saying? He's knocking out young kids and old kids. You know what I'm saying? He's not, because I don't know if you watched that stupid HBO special when they have the fighters, their training and shit like that.
No, I don't even. God, that looks so gay. Oh, hold on, man. I gotta interrupt you real quick. Because I'm watching, okay. I don't watch TV, but I'm sitting here watching this gay shit. Fuck Charlie Sheen getting roasted. Fuck 2.5 men with gay-ass Ashton Kutcher looking. I don't know what the fuck he looking like, a stone Jesus and shit. You know, at least the white people.
Nah, he look like a caveman, you know what I'm saying?
He do, man. What the fuck? And that's supposed to be a good addition? Anyways, back to that gay shit. Okay, anyway, fuck that gay shit.
Well, no, they
back
they
to the football.
But let me go back to the fight real quick. They had Oscar De La Hoya come talk to this fucking kid. And you know what I'm saying? He's like, you could do it, and da-da-da-da. And he's like, the reason why Mayweather beat me because I was old. Motherfucker,
man, fuck you, Oscar. You fighting good till after the Olympics, motherfucker. That's because you were fighting Joe Average from other countries and shit. You don't get no fucking cool points and credit for that shit. Because us here in the United States, we some fucking killers. Alright,
you know
some fucking killer. So just because you put some motherfucking, that's like putting boxing gloves on Mike Tyson. Did that shit soften the blow? Hell nah, you was still knocking your eyeball out your motherfucking head. So shit, we got fucking killers, man. We ain't got just the old average sports figures here. Our goddamn football players are killers. Our football players carry pistols on the field. Our baseball players carry pistols onto the field. What kind of shit is that?
Y'all really want
to compete against that?
Exactly.
Touchdown, he's going for the 40, the 50. He's almost to the touchdown. Pow, 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 pow. Oh! He's shot on the 10. God damn. He's a ruthless motherfucker down here, man. was all good. It was some good action, I would say that, though.
Yeah.
For this weekend, it was some great games. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the TV networks for actually showing the fucking games. Because, you know, y'all keep pissing everybody off with these fucking blackouts and all this old gay shit. You know, trying to make a bitch pay for the TV that we already paying for, which I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck you paying for cable? But then you got a motherfucker pay to watch it. Man, get the fuck out of here.
You know what? I paid $60 for that fight, and I knew that fight was going to last only a couple rounds. But it's just the fact of the matter is that why do you train all that time so you can sit there and apologize and da-da-da and get your ass knocked out? Come on, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
And he could have got up. He could have got up, but no. He being a little bitch, man. I'm sorry. I don't hate on people, but it's just like, fuck. If you're a bitch, you're a bitch. Plain and fucking simple.
Man, that's crazy. Man. Wow. Well, the next fight is, who the next fight coming up? I seen it advertised on the sign. They got somebody else coming up. Not that I'm really into that. That's not a big, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Something I want to see.
Ooh, I
want to
go see
that.
But this was the fight that I wanted to see because that Ortiz kid, I mean, he was pretty good, and, you know, but when you go against greatness, you know, you can't win.
He talks shit. He talks some shit now. And a little pre-interview and shit, you know, when they sat down a little, you know, talking shit to each other. I mean, dude. I ain't going to rough y'all, or whatever the fuck he kept trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Then Mayweather, point blank, I'm going to beat your ass. Conference over with. I'm going to beat your ass. That's it. That's it. I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm going to beat your ass. Shit.
But nobody's good no more. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, they'll fight some phony-ass fight. And then, you know, it'll make them look good. But then once they fight a real fighter, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That shows, too, man. That really do. We got these, you know, people that jump on the board. And then they suck. You know what I'm saying? They like, you fucking suck. That's like these damn artists down here, man. These old punk motherfuckers down here and shit. Got a goddamn motherfucker got a song on the radio and shit. Now, what pisses me off is these old lazy motherfuckers down here going to the studio call themselves freestyling the song. Now, this is probably an old song that they done wrote before. But because these bitches, you know what I'm saying, don't got no confidence in themselves, they want to just say it's not a real song, and they freestyle the shit to try to make their gay ass self look better. Now, me, I tell them I don't even want to hear that shit. Don't bring me no fucking freestyle or none of that shit, because if you can't take the time to use some intelligence and write a fucking rhyme down, you know what I'm saying? Then I don't have no time to motherfucking mix that shit up on no mixtape. It just so happens that this fucking little song caught on in the streets. Down here, if you get a street buzz, the radio station will play you on top. If you get a street buzz. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing. You got to get a street buzz. You ain't got to go down to the radio station and try to get your shit on the radio. They're not going to play it. If you hang around where the hell they play at, you know, in all the little fuck-ass white clubs, well, I don't hang out at. But if you go into these certain places, this is where the radio stations be at, the personalities be at, and you can get your song played. That's what ended up happening. He didn't do it. Somebody else felt that they liked the song and actually pushed the song. You know what I'm saying? And now the song is out there. But he doesn't have an image for it, you know. And then at the same time, he doesn't, you can make a person a star, but that person themselves has to take it to that level to make them a star. You got to play the role. You got to look the look. You know what I'm saying? You can't go around, you know, doing the same shit that you was doing before you got into this position. Half of these motherfuckers down here don't understand that, though. Half of these motherfuckers want to keep wearing the saggy pants. Don't want to go out and rent no little fake jewelry just to play that role. It's a role, people. You know what I'm saying? It's all it is a role. And if that's what these motherfuckers is calling for down here, you know what I'm saying, then goddamn it, get onto your surroundings, you know. But none of these motherfuckers want to do that. Everybody just want to try to go in, freestyle some shit, hopefully it, you know what I'm saying, do good, and that's it. 9 times out of 10, though, all these motherfuckers don't get shit. They get nothing out of it, and they waste everybody's time, you know. They come up, show up to fight, And then you motherfuckers get knocked out in the booth. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. What the hell is that?
It pisses me off, Smelly. Because out here, it's like if you don't have a gold chain, you're not a rapper. And me, I don't wear gold. I don't wear all that fucking phony-ass women
make
jewelry
shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm motherfucker. Like we had a little, a phony little Music in the Park concert and stuff. There, you know, they had some rappers. You know, I straight came up out of the, I was at the bar when they called my name. So I just came up with the beer and everything, like I straight from the street.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
I'm
how
saying?
We do it. Yeah.
And it's like, I see these guys, they're all prepping. They're all doing their dances, like phony behind stage and shit like that. It's like, come on. If you naturally have it, you naturally have it. You know, if you got to keep on practicing your routine, obviously you ain't going to get it right. Shit. It's either you do it, you know, you when you're in front of people and they're watching you, they watch every little thing you do. You know what I'm saying? I used to stand right there just with the microphone and just blah, 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 blah. Now I walk around, you know what I'm saying? I get the audience involved, you know, I'll like look at them, I'll point at them, you know what I'm saying? Most of these characters, they just, you know, sing to the sky and they don't even look at the audience and, you know, they just think that that's easy, you know, once they go on stage, it's everything's given to them. It's like, nah,
yeah,
you got to work
yeah.
for that shit, you know what I'm saying?
And I ain't no artist, but I showed a few artists. Well, and it's not that you have to be an artist. It's just you show a person what you'd like to see. This is what the fuck I would like to see. I don't want to see you motherfuckers coming up here, standing on stage, holding your fucking pants up with a drink, and then you you got the mic in the other hand. Then you hand the mic off to your homeboy so you could look stupid with a drink in your hand. You know what I'm saying? And walking around the stage. You ain't interacting with the crowd. They just walk around the stage with 800 of their homeboys on stage. No fucking female dancers. No real support. You got all these old wannabe-ass motherfuckers who swear they the rappers. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get more shine than you. Walking all up to the front of the stage. Nigga, get your bitch ass back. You ain't got no mic in your hand. The fuck you all up at the front of the stage? You know what I'm saying? Acting like you doing it, and you ain't nothing but the towel boy for the damn rap game and shit. You the towel boy for the group, but you all up there like, ooh, check me out. Ain't rapping a motherfucking thing but your lips around the microphone and ain't saying shit. That's what we got down here, you know what I'm saying?
That's another thing I hate. Over here, none of these motherfuckers could do it live. They have to have their music. With me, I'll take out all my, I'll take out my lyrics. And just have the hook, and I'll rap my lyrics live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sounds cleaner. That's a clean show. I guarantee you, I ain't seen no big artists down here. Plies be rapping over his shit. Rick Ross be rapping over his shit. A lot of these motherfuckers, you see them though, they be rapping over their shit, and the music might be low in the background. You know what I'm saying? But it's. They still got the same song, so if they miss some shit, you know what I'm saying, it still gets picked up because they regular songs still playing. And to me, that's not a real show, though. You know what I'm saying? They're not giving you – that's like you not being able to play with a live band. If a live band came in and they know your song, they can play the beats to your song, you should be able to motherfucking spit your shit right over with the live band. And I've seen that before.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen that. That shit's hot. If you find a band that they can just play any fucking thing, and you got down tell them, boom, 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 well, give me this type of beat, and they start playing, or they even play a beat that you can spit your little lyrics to. It ain't even got to be your original beat. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, these motherfuckers ain't no skill in the music industry right now, boy.
But what pisses me off, Belly, is that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody nowadays likes these people who perform, you know, with lip singing. Like, you know, like Nicki Minaj. Every time you see her at a concert, she lip sings.
But why that's not Milli Vanilli? I don't understand. How the
fuck
everybody hated on Milli Vanilli, but now y'all embrace this Milli Vanilli fag shit. And I've said this before. This is Milli Vanilli fag shit. If somebody is, if you a fucking ghostwriter, then nigga stay a fucking ghost. But when you become to try to become a rapper yourself, and then you sound like the same motherfuckers you was writing for, then you just made all these stupid motherfuckers look Milli Vanilli. fake ass motherfucking rappers or singers, because it's not their ideas, it's not their lyrics, it's not their original content, there's nothing original about it, except for they the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, sitting up there goddamn regurgitating the shit. That's some whole shit.
Yeah.
That's some real whole shit, and they get away with it. I mean, like, really get away with that shit heavy nowadays, to the point where, I mean, it's like, god damn, man, what the fuck? You some bitches ain't got no originality whatsoever. God damn, that's a big bitch. Molly McSomething. God damn, you two times up a whole lot of fun.
I'm just saying, whatever happened to the real performers, you know what I'm saying? Shit. I remember a couple times, fucking In the Sky, he was like, oh, can I have some of my lyrics, because I'll forget it. And I kept telling him.
Then forget
no,
it, motherfucker. Forget rapping.
We're not doing Milli Vanilli shit. And I totally looked at him. And I'll be honest with you, that scared him when I said that. I go, hell no. You're going to sing your fucking
vanilla,
shit.
Vanilla.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's like, I went to that Music in the Park thing. I seen a couple. Most of these guys, they're just lip singing. Why have a microphone if you're going to be lip singing?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Just walk around and just fucking dance or whatever the fuck you gonna do. And just, or come out with headsets on that ain't even plugged up to nothing. But just to look like, you know what I'm saying, you actually doing something. Because that's what you're saying. Your whole show is pre-recorded.
And like,
and that's
nobody,
all you're doing.
Nobody catches it, you know? It's like, I'm the only one that. It must be I'm the only advisor there, you know? Fuck.
No, it's like people, you know, they recognize it, but they caught up in the flash of it. You know what I'm saying? They caught up in the show of it. Not really. This generation doesn't want to be entertained by real music. They just want to be entertained by what these stupid motherfuckers should call themselves. Want to be entertainers. You niggas need to put on some fucking clown outfits and go and fucking entertain. Paint your faces up, put the fucking big red nose on, and entertain over somebody else's music. Because it ain't yours. I mean, that's what shit, man. Half of these motherfuckers is clowns. Need to go and join the circus instead of sitting up here calling themselves performers and artists. But these young motherfuckers don't know what real music is. They watch TV, and all that shit that they get fed to them is fed through the fake MTV, fake BET, fake little music channels like that. So, I mean, how can you tell what's real if the whole time you watching fake shit?
Well, you
and
know
then the so-called, like you say, the big-name artists, except for Lil Wayne. Now, Lil Wayne, he'll get up in that bitch and do his own show. He'll set his own lyrics and all that. But that's because he's been in the game since he was 14. Not these motherfuckers that's only been in the game a year or two. And then, like, Nicki Minaj and a couple other, you know, name-brand artists that get out there and pull that. That's weak. That is really fucking weak. I give a big ups to Mystical. When Mystical came down here and performed at Club Sky, when he's just getting out of prison now, you know what I'm saying? He came down here and he did his show. It's on YouTube. But my dog put his, just like you, he ain't had no hooks. He just had his beats. His DJ running his beats. And, I mean, he doing his own hook. You know what I'm saying? He doing his own song. I mean, he doing them bitches. He banging all of them out. Bam. He even did some old shit. And he did some new shit. But, I mean, all his shit was, you know what I'm saying, off the dome. Like, damn, that's Mystical. I know that's Mystical. There ain't no recording. And he's just up here walking around stage. That's him stopping. I put the dick on the track. Yeah, I put the needle on the groove. And now you know that's real, because they don't say that in the actual song. So he on stage giving you a real show. You know what I'm saying? We don't have that, you know what I'm saying, nowadays. So a lot of you motherfuckers is just like these sports teams over the weekend, man. You motherfuckers are some losers. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come out strong, and then you fizz. You fizz off.
Hey,
you don't want to put
I'm
your goddamn
waiter,
all into it.
Don't be talking shit like that, man.
Oh, well, you know, I ain't trying to put the Raiders in there or anything,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you are, don't be
but, you know, shit. You know, if the San Jose shoe fits, goddammit, motherfucking wear it. God damn. Yeah, man, I'm surprised either rider didn't call in, because, you know, shit, I'm surprised, you know, Pittsburgh won, too. You know, normally he call in talking shit. about them losing, but hell, they actually won.
Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing is that what you call it, Heavenly Angels team, the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, you know, I already busted that out earlier.
what you would call it?
The choking chicken.
They got rid of their quarterback. See, this is where they went wrong. That guy, Matt Hasselbeck, that was their quarterback. And they got rid of him. For what? Just because they wanted to? Shit. They're stupid. And now they're going to eat the fucking fire for fucking doing the shit that they did.
You mean rid of him, like gone, period? We need another quarterback.
Yeah, he's on the Titans, I think. Or no, he's on another, who the fuck? He's on somebody's team. Shit, let me look him up. Fuck. I can't believe this shit.
I'm on NFL.com.
She didn't show up to my, because see, I'm going to start doing segments on the show. So every Sunday, we're going to bump oldies. You know what I'm saying? I had a bunch of requests last night, so we just bumped oldies all night. So every Sunday, it's going to be Sunday night oldies. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to throw some shout-outs to, you know, your lady or anything, you know, hit me up. Smelly shit. I'll play whatever.
All right. You're going to bring it over to Trilateral in a minute. We up and running.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting.
We are up and running. You know, everything is a go. Only thing is, my goddamn computer, I don't have my fucking computer. I'm on this old beta-ass shit, and it's not the actual computer that I took it in to get it upgraded so it can handle all the shit that I'm finna try to do with it. I'm talking about video plus the radio show. So I need that bitch, like, you know what I'm saying, streaming hard. And I talked to some of my homeboys here. They used to have a public access channel back in the days, and now they want to, you know, crank it back up and get the public access thing. So I'm like, well, shit. I said, I've been wanting to get back into public access, but I don't want to deal with the politics of the shit. There's a lot of politics going on. I say, but the where I'm at with the radio shit, plus I'm online with the live stream shit, I'm like, man, we can bring all that shit and do three shows all at once.
And talk shoot.
Well, I mean, when it comes to the internet, though, I mean, hell, you can be streaming over 1,000 fucking networks at one time.
I know, but I'm just saying, though. But I mean, we'll be streaming that much, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people listen on TalkShoe.
TalkShoe, really. If they would get their shit better to where they can get, like, an actual switchboard to where you can play some music, that'd be cool. But, you know, you got to kind of just play it through your own speakers and shit. Well, it's all right. The quality, though, is fucking HD. The download quality is, I mean, CD quality. That shit sounds just like you was talking on the phone. That's how it sounds when you download it and when you play it back. So that's what I really liked about TalkShoe, and I was really trying to use that so we can get the call and numbers and all that and use their service. But then it would just be upon everybody to be able to play their own music without having to use like a Sam's broadcast or something like that, which the Sam's just makes it easier, you know what I'm saying, to have everything just like the switchboard. It's your switchboard. So, but it's coming, you know. It's fucking coming. Big shout out to International Smokers Rep, Mr. Sayonai, putting in major work, you know what I'm saying, and help us get everything up and running. I'm editing everything, so that's, you know, I can edit the stuff on this little beta-ass computer right here. But, you know, as far as everything else. But then, also, if you go there now, you click on where it says members, I put a new members tab. That takes you to a whole nother website that I got set up just for members. You know what I'm saying? That's where we're going to be able to sell our, put your mixtapes up at. You know what I'm saying? Put all our mixtapes up. Because I ain't finna do no Dat Piff bullshit. Fuck Dat Piff. You know what I'm saying? If I got my own website, I'm finna post up all of our mixtapes, you know what I'm saying, and old albums that you might have, post that shit up for free download. You know what I'm saying? And if you anything else, you know, if it's new, click here, and you're going to have to pay for the shit. You know what I'm saying? But we can sell all our own shit off our own site. I already got a tab up there where I got T-shirts. Like, you can click on there. You can buy some T-shirts, coffee mugs, and all that shit with TLC Radio splashed all on it, you know. So we got a merchandise shop that already set up in place, you know what I'm saying? But that's only for the host. you know what I'm saying, so we can, you know, not crowd everything up on trilateralradio.com, and then, you know what I'm saying, just bring people there to listen, and then let everybody else spam the trilateralradio.com website, you know what I'm saying, well, actually it's TLC Radio, so .webs.com, so they can spam that, build their own pages, you know what I'm saying, post all their own little content and all that kind of shit, and it won't be affecting actual trilateralradio.com, because that's just for the host. So you come there, you only find that information about hosts, not about fucking members that done signed up and all that, none of that other shit. It's strictly about the host. So we up and running, though. We is up and running, you know what I'm saying? Got a couple more things, got to iron out and really, you know, get down on Skype and shit.
Hold on real quick. I got to catch this grasshopper. Hold on.
This motherfucker said a goddamn grasshopper. People, who the fuck does that? Who catches grasshoppers? Right. That's all I'm saying. Who catches grasshoppers? Grasshopper. I thought that was the name of the old Chinese dude. Grasshopper. I don't know what is going wrong. I cannot overcome the lesson, grasshopper. Young grasshopper. What the fuck is that? man, they too crazy. We're gonna see if he catches it. No, goddamn, we're gonna hold off. Got a few more minutos up in this showotos. And then I gotta get out on my grind. You know, shout out to my homie Keith Gates, aka Black Bill Gates.
Yeah, that motherfucker's fine. I got that bitch, though. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
What the hell is he doing catching grasshoppers?
For my son's lizard. Remember, I got the bearded dragon.
Oh yeah, you do still got that. Oh yeah. Okay, I know back in the day when they came through and did the confiscation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they you know, grabbed old the bearded one. Shit, grabbed the bearded one. I guess it was like fuck. Like, fuck. Who took care of him while you was gone?
So, you know me, I had a couple of ladies looking up after people. You know, shit, I had a bunch of stuff, you know, stashed with some ladies and shit. And I thank God none of them were addicts, because they could have, shit, that was all the money I had, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a good thing about having good friends, man.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to my homeboy Dalwan. My homeboy Dalwan from DSP, Down South Players. He want to go on a six city tour, pushing nothing but this one mixtape that we just came out with. And it's for the Sunshine movie premiere. But he want to push the soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? In order to drum up an audience for the actual movie. You know what I'm saying? And then we bring the movie through after we done smashed it with the soundtrack. Then we come through with the movie and rent out our movie theater or something like that, and then premiere the movie. You know, so that's I'm like, hell yeah, let's go, because, bitch, I'm so sick of fucking Tampa, Florida, man. It's goddamn.
But I mean, you don't promote the movie like at a movie theater or...
Yeah. But see, what we want to do is, you know, use the money that we're getting off of the mixtape in order to secure that, you know what I'm saying? So we're in this city, boom, if they got preferably a drive-in, because that's, you know what I'm saying, you get the most people at a fucking drive-in. When people can be comfortable and they can do what they want to do in their own personal vehicles, you're going to get a better following, you know what I'm saying, than we would. Now, we did. We got over 150 people to show up. You know what I'm saying? At the premiere in the movie theater. I mean, the shit got showed on the big screen down in Ybor. And, I mean, that shit looked good for an independent film with a bunch of nobodies on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of your hood friends getting showed on the big screen. That's the way I looked at it. But the shit looked it looked good. I mean, that shit looked good. So I can only imagine that if we had it at the drive-in where we can all sit out there and be smoking and drinking... Oh, yeah, it'll be a fucking gangster party. It'll be a, man, shit. I know I have me at least 20 motherfucking people that's going to come out there and watch that bitch. Because I'm going to tell you off top, you know what I'm saying? Blunts on me. All you got to do is bring the smoking tote. Nigga, I already got the drink, so you already know what time it is. What? Man, shit. Pop a tent up. There ain't nobody going to be sitting inside the damn vehicles. We're going to pop tents up and put them motherfucking chairs out there, and it's going to be a goddamn party. Damn, I just thought about that. I need to rent the Funland out and throw a big-ass party in that bitch.
Shit, that's what's up. But Smelly, I got to get going, though.
Yeah, I do, too, man. I got to get out of my can run. I got to go cash some cans in and shit. I got a whole garage full of cans. Got to get on my paper stack. You know, I got a vehicle right now. So, yeah, I got a vehicle. My homeboy let me hold a stankin' Lincoln, so I'm rolling. You know, so I'm on a 2400-hour grind. Not even 24. I'm on 2400. Getting like 2 hours of sleep a day. Fuck it. So I'll hit you up tomorrow, man. I'll be around people. Y'all make sure y'all check out Sunday nights, all new Sunday nights, old school jams with the Goofy Bone is going down live, you know. And we tuned in because I don't be doing shit on Sundays. If I would have known it was yesterday, hell, I would have been there. Cause I was fucking off. But it's all good. All right, homie, we up out of here. I'm going to end this show. Beam us on up out of this, B-I-E-I-H. Shouts out to everybody out there in Record of Game Radio Land, Trilateral Radio Land, and peace the fuck out and be safe. Go Bucks!